If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.
This is a special podcast about the new MePower Academy. That's the new online program for mobiles, tablets and desktops. It's for families, teachers and schools who believe in young people's potential. It's for anyone who wants to help children, families, teachers and school communities be healthy, happy and their best. MePower Academy will help people flourish in the face of life's challenges. We spoke to MePower Head of Education, Andrew Foster, about the revision and exam period that's now getting underway for many young people. Whether it's for GCSEs, A-levels, or other types of exams, there are a set of common challenges and issues to face. We spoke to Andrew about how the new MePower Academy can help young people overcome these challenges and succeed during this important time in their lives. We began by asking him what sort of things that he experienced in his work with young people and their families as they start exam revision.
This is the last concerted period of time that most GCSE pupils will have in which they have free rein to use the days to study the subjects that they feel need the most attention. Often at this stage in the year, pupils can be feeling a little stalled in their lessons. There are obviously the distractions of the other people around them. The teachers can do their best, but they can't tailor every lesson to every single student in the room if there's 25-30 of them. So these Easter holidays are vital for young people securing the knowledge, practicing the skills that they need in order to fulfill their potential in this summer's GCSE exams.
Now, in the MePower program, there's a wide range of content to support effective revision, and this is drawn from programs which have been successfully implemented and proven to be successful in real classrooms in schools. But before we talk more about that, tell us about some of the things you've seen in classrooms and some of the potential issues that can crop up in a revision period.
I've seen a range of responses. Some young people try to pack 2 years worth of learning into 2 weeks, and that goes as you would imagine, not very well. We see some young people say, "Right, I'm gonna do really well this Easter, but not today, and not the next day." And before they know it, it's the last day of the holidays, and they have barely touched their books, and there's a bit of a meltdown. We've seen families really at each other's throats because the parents are desperate to see their sons and daughters do really well, and they come home from work and they see their son or daughter slumped on the sofa, and they haven't been doing the revision that they know that they need to do. So it's really difficult time for a lot of families. There are very few families that I've come across who, before they've been working with us, are entirely satisfied with how revision goes when it comes to preparation for exams. There's always an issue, even if the young person is doing well in some regards. There's almost always something that they know could be better, and they're looking for solutions, and very often they aren't receiving them from anywhere else.
Andrew, talk to us about what makes for good revision then, and the concepts that underpin good revision and things that are in the MePower Academy programme. Concepts like spaced learning, for instance.
That's what the MePower Academy does. It teaches the people who engage with it, whatever their age, why it's difficult to use time as we would wish to, why it's difficult to get ourselves to do the revision, the learning that we know we want to, and then how to actually go about getting yourself to make better use of your time. And it's really fantastic seeing young people flourish when they use these techniques. So I'm really excited to see the MePower Academy give even more young people all across the country and beyond opportunity to use these techniques and to flourish in a similar way.
Okay, and as we've highlighted, revision can take place over a long, drawn-out period of time, over many weeks and even months. How does the MePower Academy suggest people tackle a period of time such as that?
The crucial thing with the MePower Academy is that it's teaching, like you said, you know, spaced learning, teaching young people how to design their revision in such ways to make it more effective and more efficient. Teach them how the brain learns and what techniques they can use to make sure that if they, you know, for every hour they spend learning, revising, they get the maximal benefit. And when young people, you know, when young people do this, It's remarkable to see the improvement that they make. It's really interesting to receive emails from people saying, I haven't met you, but I've met someone that you've worked with, and they taught me these strategies, they share these strategies, and I'm using these on my university degree. It's crucial that young people understand the most effective ways to revise in order to have the chance of reaching their potential when it comes to the examinations.
Okay, so tell us more then, Andrew, about how MePower will help people structure revision correctly in the fine detail. Explain that more to us, if you would.
Well, that's the beauty of the MePower Academy, is that it is available at the times that you want, for as long or short a period of time as you want. It's incredibly engaging. It's easy to understand, and yet the insight is really powerful and drawn from the best science. And people, young and old, can sit down together, and using the program, can get a better understanding of the qualities, the skills that they need to tackle this revision, and then actually do practical things to make sure that they're using the time that they have to best effect, actually changing not just what we know, which is, you know, a starting point, but changing what we do, changing our skills, and in the end developing really helpful habits that mean learning takes place not just as a one-off, but leading up to the examination and beyond, because that's what we really want. If young people have GCSEs and A-levels this summer, then it might seem that that's the be-all and end-all, but you pick up fantastic results in August, that's not, you know, it's not a film. You don't have like the credits rolling and the screen going black. Then the question is, right, what are we going to do with these fantastic results? What's the next step? Are we going to go into the working world? Are we going to go into university? And either way, what you've learned from the MePower Academy will help you with those next steps as well. You'll have a better understanding of yourself and a better understanding of how to set about whatever challenges you face down the line.
So in that sense, then, it not only outlines the correct habits and lifestyles for productive revision, but the program has a real legacy for young people as well, would you say?
Anyone who takes part in the MePower Academy will learn strategies that are drawn from the best science, the best research. And not only that, but we have used and improved with now tens of thousands of young people across the country, coming from all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of different aims, all sorts of different challenges. But what they've all got in common is they are the same species. Their brains are more similar than they are different. And techniques such as 2020, which is a fantastic conversation starter as to how we actually divide up our time, what a day of revision looks like, have proved incredibly helpful to young people who otherwise would have been rather directionless, to parents who recall their own time revising and realise that actually things are different now. With in a world of mobile phones, connectivity, internet means that there are far more distractions for young people when they're trying to revise than previously, and we need to in effect push back stronger, and things like 2020 that people who take part in the MePower Academy will learn can help them to make use of, say, the, you know, most schools will have 16 days, some will have more for these Easter holidays, everyone will have the 9 days of the May half term in which to prepare for the exams that follow. It's not easy to use that solid chunk of time unless you've got techniques that enable us to divide it up, think about what's going to be best for our concentration and our motivation, and as a result start to move learning on and progress across those hours and days and weeks.
And talk to us also, if you would, about some of the detail that the MePower Academy program goes into to help people maintain the correct habits and lifestyles to be effective in the revision and exam context.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Andrew. The sad thing is that as it stands, all around the country, not just school students, but university students as well, as we come into the exam period, that is a time where their sleep gets worse, their diet gets worse, they stop exercising. And that's understandable because as it stands, young people aren't explicitly taught how crucial those three things are, sleep, diet and exercise, to successful learning, successful revision, successful examination performance. Anyone who takes part in the MePower Academy will be left in no doubt as to how crucial these are to success. And they will not just have that. They will also have powerful techniques to help them self-watch each of these crucial aspects of their life and improve them, adjust them, make these small adjustments that make all the difference over the revision periods into the examinations. That's going to be absolutely key. We can have fantastic revision, but if our sleep, our diet, our exercise are not where they should be, then we're not going to attain our potential. So I'm looking forward to seeing people help themselves thrive, not just in the exam hall, but in their wider lives using the MePower Academy.
The MePower Academy is now available. There are options for families and for schools and teachers. You can gain free access to certain sections for a limited period of time. So go to mepoweracademy.co.uk to find out more. Andrew, let's now discuss exam performance. We've talked about preparation and revision, but of course, exams are highly pressurised events, and that brings a series of challenges for everyone. Talk to us then about how young people can ensure that they're performing well on the day of an exam and how they can prepare for that using the MePower Academy.
That's absolutely right. We know It's a common trope amongst everyone, the exam hall nightmare, years after we've ever sat in an exam hall. It's an artificial environment, and one which we haven't evolved to deal with well. It's absolutely crucial that not just the pupils, not just the students, but parents and teachers understand why it is so difficult to excel, to do yourself justice, to reach your potential when you're in the examination hall, what the challenges are, and then to have some simple practical techniques to respond and actually not just respond, but to be proactive and to go into those examinations knowing that we might feel anxiety, knowing that we might have excess stress, knowing that actually with some of our later exams, we might not be stressed enough, and we'll only start feeling stress when it comes closer to results day, when there's nothing more to be done about it. So people using the MePower Academy will learn all that and will get opportunity to practice managing their stress, managing what we call their activation, which is a crucial skill that can be deployed in any subject. Any person who is better at managing their activation, who is able to move it up when they feel it's too low, to move it down when they feel it's too high, is going to do better than a person who has no awareness of this and no means of controlling it. I've been delighted when I've been working with young people to see them actively using the techniques that they've been taught, that they have learned, in order to better deal with stressful situations where they feel undermotivated. They're deliberately managing that motivation and seeing it as something that they can influence rather than something that just happens to them.
MePower Academy also provides guidance on creating a specific presence of mind and a specific state of readiness, if you like, so that young people react in the right way in the pressure of an exam if they experience some adversity, perhaps a question they're not expecting, or perhaps something they've prepared for and know, but it's not presented in the way they're accustomed to. And that is potentially a stumbling block for a successful exam. So tell us about how the MePower Academy can help young people tackle that and prepare for that.
I find it frustrating when I hear some people in the education sphere talk about how there's no generic learning skills, there's nothing that's common across the subjects. That's a nonsense. There is plenty that's similar. And one of the crucial things is that it doesn't really matter what subject it is. What we see, and this is evidenced in the examiner's reports, most teachers who've ever marked an exam, whether it's internal or external, will tell you, when pupils reach a question that they find difficult, that they find challenging, very often it has a pretty disastrous, catastrophic effect. Not only do they not attempt that question or make a poor attempt on that question, their performance on subsequent questions, even though their prior performance would suggest they should be garnering good marks on them, is often very poor. And so what's clearly happened is that the tough question, whether it's a tough physics question, a tough history question, a tough chemistry question, the subject isn't important. What is important is the impact on our confidence, on our stress that hitting that tough question has had. Now, what we do have is now hundreds of and thousands of young people who have worked with us, who have learnt and practiced the techniques that the MePower Academy will teach as well, and they are able to see those tough questions coming. They already know how they're going to manage themselves through it. They already understand about the brain and why sometimes when we look at a question and we know the answer, but we can't recall it, we can't get it down on paper. They know why that isn't actually the end, and that there's good reasons to think they might be able to recall that answer before the end of the examination. And why? Because we've explicitly taught them, and we've taught them how to use that in all their subjects.
Now, as we conclude this podcast, it's worth reminding people that MePower Academy is available online. There are options for families, for schools and for teachers. It's free for a limited period of time to access certain sections. Andrew, the techniques we've discussed have been proven to boost revision and exam performance in many schools, in many classrooms. You must have, happily, a number of success stories that you've experienced.
Yes, absolutely, Andrew. Thinking of a GCSE pupil, 15, then turned 16-year-old boy who we were working with, and we're also working with his mum, who was very keen to see him do well, but was also rather worn down by having to nag, having to keep on at her son. And her reflection at the end of the programme was, I can't believe it's the same boy. And what had happened is he'd used the techniques that we taught him, like willpower stories, like the fam story to boost his motivation. And so he was starting to actually take on some of that role of reminding himself. He was drawing his attention to why he needed to work on his GCSEs, what was in it for him. He knew how to do it, and he knew how to get himself to do it. And as a result, both him and his mum were delighted with the subsequent change. They got on a lot better in the run-up to the examinations. He was able to do the examinations and feel like he'd done himself more than justice. And then when the results came out, they got a nice surprise because they were way and beyond what his teachers had predicted for him. And we would expect that because the brain, you know, the neuroplasticity indicates that our abilities aren't fixed. When we pay attention to things, we learn them. It shouldn't be a surprise that when we teach young people, when we teach people of any age these skills, they flourish, their performance improves, and they're happier and they are healthier. So it's been brilliant seeing this when working with people, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing the MePower Academy help people all over the country, help people wherever they are, and whenever they're able to engage, they'll be able to learn these techniques, gain this greater understanding of themselves and the challenges they face, and be able to set about them in a purposeful, methodical way that results in better learning, better performance, and better well-being for everyone involved.
MePower Academy is the new online programme for mobiles, tablets and desktops. It's for families, teachers and schools who believe in young people's potential. To find out more information and gain free access for a limited period of time, go to mepoweracademy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
If you want to fulfil your potential or help other people fulfil their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.